Welcome back to Conversation with Carlisle. It is the sectional week. Good to see you, Coach.
Good morning, good people.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. Shoot, I ain't lose. I'm still preparing for games. We had the bye, so it's good right now. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, what were your reactions towards the game that happened last night? A lot of people thought that Avon was going to win that game. Brownsburg pulled away with the win. What was your kind of reaction to that, and how did that kind of change what you were looking at?
I wasn't surprised. I think that it's about style. You know what I mean? Like, it's certain teams. It's like we've beaten LN twice this year, and we just kind of match up with them well. But we lost to North Central two times this year. So it's about style. It's about matchups. And I knew that Brownsburg would zone them. And if they made shots, they would be okay. But if they didn't, then you can probably see what happened and transpired last night. They didn't make a whole bunch of shots. Brownsburg is a big and a physical team. And if they slow down the pace, especially with a team like Avon's had a lot of success this year, but they haven't really played the type of schedule that most people have played, especially in the top half of 4A. So it kind of bit them in the butt last night. Good team, no great season. I think they would have lost four games. They was top five in the state. So nothing to hang their heads on, especially for Avon on their side. They definitely got a good group coming back, and it'll be fun competing against them.
Absolutely. We're going to kick it back to last week, mm-hmm. as last game of the season was Arsenal Tech. It was at that game. You guys started out really slow.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, you know, Tavion picked up two really quick fouls, had to take him out. I wanted to talk about a guy that over this last, like, month, I'd say he's been playing absolutely incredibly. He's been filling his role and playing it amazingly, is Caleb Milan.
Mm-hmm.
What has his progression looked like throughout his high school career, and now where he's getting to, where he's, like, one of the key contributors on this team?
I think his confidence, man. The kid came to us from a smaller school where he was just a unicorn, a really big kid in a 1A, 2A school that didn't really have to play as big as he actually is. And then he had to learn over the course of 3 years how to become who he's supposed to be. I mean, he's still learning, and we're still working with him, but I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him taking advantage of the opportunities that he's had, and he's been playing pretty good basketball as late as you mentioned.
So he's been playing great basketball. And also in that game, I think the two guys, you know, that you kind of pop out to me during the game were Caleb and Sherm. Mm-hmm. Sherman Moss was doing really well defensively. It kind of looked like last year in the Arsenal Tech game. Is what I mean is, like, you guys created offense from defense. Mm-hmm. And it felt a lot like that last year, too, when I watched. So when he comes in the game and he has such defensive pressure, I mean, he's such a big guard. Like, he's what, 6'2", 6'3"?
6'3", 6'4", probably closer to 6'5". So he's pretty big.
So him coming in the game absolutely, you know, changed things up. How do you guys plan on using him during the playoffs this year?
I think I've tried him as a starter, and I've tried him coming off the bench. I like his energy and his ability to score, especially off the bench with the second group. But however we need him, I think that he's settled into the role of coming off the bench and kind of being the pop and the score and the spark that we need when he comes into the game. It's been a struggle trying to get him to play the way I want him to play defensively, but he's been taking on that challenge.
Absolutely. And a guy that's kind of gotten a lot more playing time as of recently is DJ Harris. DJ Harris came in during senior night and had, I think, what, 8 points?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So what changed in your game plan? Where are you guys just starting to get deeper into your bench? Because your bench is deep. Like, you guys have a deep team.
Well, that's a Carlisle kind of led team. I try to build the bench over the year. We got kind of bogged down where the bench was shortened up because I just didn't like what the guys was doing. But naturally, with me, there's going to be a lot of guys that play because I believe that if you won't do it, then someone else will. And eventually that rounds out to make the team deeper than what most teams are, because they only stick and play with five or six, maybe seven guys. And with me, you'll go 8 to 12. And that's just because, first off, I like to play fast and I like to play defense. And I would love for the guys to play a hard 4 minutes and ask to come out. And then let the next guy play a hard 4 minutes and ask to come out, and we just rotate like that. But, you know, if the guy's playing well, I just let him roll. That's kind of what I'm a field coach.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, you don't know who you're going to play. As of right now, it could be Prosburg. It could be Plainfield. Looking at both of those teams, what is one thing you like from each matchup for your guys?
Well, first, we got to win on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll focus on Pike.
Yeah.
Make sure that we can win that game. And you know, it's in our hands. Mm-hmm. It's been in our hands all year. It just depends on what team shows up and what our energy looks like. And honestly, both of those teams play zone. Both of those teams will try to control pace. Plainfield, some matchup problems. They present some matchup problems because their center on court, the biggest player, is really probably a point guard. Mm. So we'll have to figure that out. And Plainfield can really shoot the ball, so they present some problems. Brownsburg is tough, and they match up with us size-wise. And we played them already this year and had a tough game with them. So either one that we have to play, you know, God willing, we take care of business on Friday. It'll be us. It won't be about them. It'll be about which Ben Davis team shows up and how we can prepare and be the best versions of ourselves on Saturday and cut down some net.
Absolutely. And I want to kick it back to a guy that hasn't been able to play at all this season but has been absolutely crucial no matter what is Mark Zachary.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the games, he's, you know, some people have called him a player coach this year. How do you feel like that has progressed him as a leader, like his progression as a leader throughout the year? Because he can't be in the game, but he can lead from the sideline. How do you feel like that helps?
It's something we talked about. We didn't get to the space where we talked about initially, where he said, you know, my staff under me would usually wear suits. And he said that he needed to get a suit and he wanted to wear a suit this year. We didn't get that far, but I think it's integral for his progression as a leader, because he got the opportunity to watch from the side and to try to figure out how to motivate the guys, even though he couldn't do it on the court. So I think it was a good step for him, especially leadership wise, from a kid that's already a pretty good leader. I think if he's able to play, it slows it down for him, because he's been able to see, he's been able to coach. And then if he gets the opportunity to play, then the game will slow down a lot more for him. So I'm proud of him. I'm happy that he was able to stick it out and still be a great part of the team. And his leadership, especially moving forward, will grow from it.
Absolutely. It kind of feels like if he ever gets back out on the court, he would kind of be like a coach's mind on the court again, which is absolutely incredible to have. And yeah, we'll just look at Pike real quick. What do you guys like? What have you guys seen? What do you guys like? What do you guys dislike about Pike?
I mean, Ben Davis Pike rivalry, being as close in proximity as we are, and the kids kind of growing up around each other and playing on AAU and being kind of integrated with the coaching staff, even over there at Pike from Ben Davis. It'll be a highly contested, you know, it's a win or go home situation. We just have to show up and play. It'll be about who has the most energy. It'll be about who's better prepared as a group. Those things for us, I think, bodes well, because we have a great staff as a coaching staff. And I think games like that, our kids get up for. So I'm not really worried about the energy. Isaiah Washington, he presents a problem. He had a lot of blocks against us the first time. They didn't make a lot of shots that they usually make, so we got to make sure that we handle our part and do what we need to do as a group to make sure that we come out on the winning side and advance to Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait to see the progression and what you guys do this Friday against Pike. And then if you guys go on and win that game, you guys will go and play in the sectional championship against either Brownsburg or Plainfield. Me, Jason, and Tyler will all be on that call. We'll see you there.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Coach, for coming in and talking.
Appreciate you.
Yep.